welcome to the Heroes of Cosplay Sanctuary. This is your host, Scotty B. Friends, we've got to get off the soapbox because there's really not a big return on being on it. It can get you canceled. It can lead you into directions of lots of horrible emotions and sadness and pain, and it really has nothing to do with cosplay. And it can discourage you from continuing to cosplay. It can discourage you from continuing to build your platform or just do something that you enjoy. And you know what? You can have an opinion, but it's not really, if it's not really what your brand is about. It's like, so if you are in a camp, and this is really what you're about, and this is really what you believe in, and this is your core value and the whole reason why you're doing the thing, then by all means, do the thing. You know, you love a character, something happens to that actor, and it's really the actor, and that was the whole reason why you followed the character, then okay, fine, talk about that. But don't just jump on the bandwagons. Don't change your brand and make it chaos because you think that's what sells or what gets clicks. And it's all about getting the clicks. It's unfortunate, you know, like the moment I went into marketing, my whole life became this. And, you know, we talk about like it's just an ongoing, never ending thing. And it is very stressful. Marketing and sales is very stressful for whatever reason. We don't have a very good way of communicating inside of a business context or even, you know, certainly not in a cosplay context. It all becomes very serious when people start to talk about money. And I applaud you while you do. But for me, the denominations are where I get a little confused with just the influencers and things like that. Like for the most part, I'm used to very big amounts and I don't use them in the context of this space. For me, if I really wanted to go all in, I would need to find like a few, like I've done the math and it's hundreds of thousands of dollars to build a proper YouTube channel, like to really do it right, to really get the production value that I want and the space that I want and, you know, the backgrounds and the lighting and everything. I couldn't bootstrap that. I would have to do it the way that Mr. Beast does it. I would have to do it the way that PewDiePie does it. I would have to do it the way that bigger YouTubers do it. They produce. It's production. It's production companies. It's the kinds of, like, it's the same as the stuff that you're seeing on Netflix and Amazon Prime. It is the same as the stuff that you're seeing on Peacock and Hulu. It's just the same type of things, a little bit less special effects and a little bit less post, but that there's a lot of, like, I write scripts, I produce videos, I record content, I have to get it edited. But if I really wanted to do this, I would be doing like location shots, I would be putting together boards with people, like I would have like a crew that would be like, I'd be like, okay, here's concept, you know, and I'd be hiring you at hourlies so that you could create storyboards and ideas, and that there would be like coordinating and all of this work that goes into it. And then yeah, like a videography team, I would have like a team of three people. I'd have a sound guy, a lighting guy, and somebody with a camera or two cameras following me around for a given length of time, probably like 6 to 8 weeks, maybe even longer though, because you know, like you can do different things, but you'd have like cycles. So you go and you do all of this filming and then that goes into editing and away you go. But that's the what's the why, you know, why do you, you know, if it needs its own space, if it's something that you have a very strong opinion about, and these are like all of your episodes, the thing that I see is like following a day in the life of, like, these are the things that I do to keep myself online. That gets, you know, there's certainly a space for that. I do find it to be very challenging for cosplayers to do. I find it very challenging for cosplayers to get into a podcast or to spend their time. I see very, there's a lot of cadence that goes into it, but there's not a lot being said in many cases. Like a lot of it is like lifestyle. And then I do cosplays. So it's like anytime you're out with your friends or anytime you're out with other cosplayers or anytime you're at a premiere or anytime that you're doing something at a movie theater or that's relevant to a new and upcoming movie, then there are a lot of posts related to that. But it's very much a lifestyle cast. Like a lot of people do a lot of lifestyle stuff or fitness stuff or, you know, things that go into a cosplay. Like I don't see a lot of creators really showing a lot of creation. I see a little bit of that. I think it's very hard to translate over, and potentially people just don't think it's very interesting. A lot of cosplayers will do video games. You know, there's just different things that we all try to do. And I don't know one other cosplay channel that really talks about the behind the scenes of it or the why that goes into it, because, you know, like how many people really want to beat that to death besides myself? And ultimately, you know, it's the way the world is. We want the TikToks. We have short attention spans. We want to get a little bit lit up about things and have an opinion and feel those feels. Like it's kind of human nature to get into a space where you're a little bit upset about everything. And I don't know if that's great, but for sure, it's nothing that you want to hide behind. So you don't want to create a platform where it's just a soapbox and you basically just hide behind injustices and hide behind causes and really don't have any attachment to them whatsoever. So if you're genuinely into it, then genuinely be into it and be about that. And there are any number of passionate people who get into that. And, you know, like I would say that, no, I'm not, you know, I don't have any cosplays to really offer at this point. And certainly I don't feel they're good enough, which is, you know, something that I need to work on this season. Because, you know, again, the thought process for me is like, yeah, if you want to go all in, like go all in, but it's going to be very expensive. And what's the return on that? The return on that is maybe another 100 people click. It's going to take a lot of traction and a lot of dollars to really get people to want to be interested in your personality. And even at that, it can fall flat because there's a known. If you don't have the look and you don't have the sound, it's going to be very hard for you to be in a media space. Not everybody's designed for media. And it's perfectly okay to be an accountant. It's perfectly okay to be a customer service rep. It's perfectly okay to be at a desk and doing things on your computer all day. It is okay. You do not have to be an online celebrity influencer. That is not the goal in life. And you don't know how well it pays and you don't know the dark side of any of it and what you don't know. Or maybe you do, because I don't really talk to many people about it because they don't really share about it. It's a circle. There's very few people talking about that. And I don't live in that space, right? Like I'm not close to the quote unquote action, and I'm not looking to be an extra in a movie. I'm not looking to be someone who's going to like be in, you know, a lot of production things outside of the things that they do themselves. Yes, I really do enjoy helping other people with that stuff, and I really don't get to do it. The kinds of things that I do at work, they're not designed to help others in this space. They're designed to sell products. They're designed to promote services, which is honestly what I would hope that everyone here who understands marketing and advertising or does not is interested in. The entire reason for spending money and time and energy in this space, and I'm talking about marketing and sales, is to generate something from it. You're generating interest, or you're generating awareness, or you're generating income. Otherwise, you're just there. And that's a hobby, and that's just something you do, and that's just something for fun, and that's okay. You can make it that, but save your energy. Like, just like get off the soapbox, save your energy, because the battle is never going to end. These people are never going to stop. There's always another one. There's always more people creating more accounts and doing more things with their free time that don't matter. And one of them is going online, scrolling along, finding a picture, and making some remark, or looking at a picture, assuming many things, sending you a message out of nowhere. You're a complete stranger. There is no rapport. And you are going to spend your time on this. You have now wasted time that you would have never wasted. And this is the funny thing about all of this. And again, hey, soapbox, you are worried about how much time you spend on everything. Everybody is very time sensitive. We're very productivity driven. But the things that we believe are productive, the things that we believe are worthy of our time, the people that we believe are worthy of our time, oh my goodness, it is such a paradox. It is one of the more bizarre things that I can get into this season on this show, is to tell you, yes, you have freed up all of this time. You have consolidated so many processes in your life, and you now have free time to do all of these other things. You leverage your time in so many ways. You're so efficient because you can multitask constantly, but you do it all so that you can continue to free up more space and time to be on platform, to be engaged on social media, and to be looking for responses and looking for reactions. And any reaction that you can spend your time on, any amount of engagement, it is addictive to see people talking to you, to engage in a never-ending dialogue. You get into it, and now it will consume you completely. And that is very not a good space to be in. You do want to be able to put things down, and you should not have to have such a conscientious battle inside of your head. Like, it shouldn't take up so much space to say, today I'm not going to do anything on my phone, because the struggle's real. We honestly feel that the world will think we're dead if we do not answer things on a daily basis. If we do not post stories or anything on a daily basis, we assume the world thinks we're gone. And yes, people disappear for months at a time and resurface. It's almost like they have to completely reboot themselves every single time they do it, because people just assume that they were gone and they went on this like crazy internal, like this super journey. Either they shared the whole journey, or they unplugged and they went on the journey, and now they're going to talk about that journey, and they're going to talk about all of the things, all of the huge like transitional change that happened over the last 6 months. Or they will say absolutely nothing and it will just be like, whoop, reboot. Fresh tactics. Very interesting though that we always have to come back to it. Like, there's no, but this doesn't matter to me. That's never the case. So those are some strange things going on. And that is definitely something that I want to continue to come back to. Thank you so much for being here this week. We will have videos and guests coming out more as we roll through this season. This is Scotty B with Heroes of Cosplay Sanctuary saying bye-bye, everybody.